We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
My dream, and I'll share with you because you guys are listening, my dream is to become a national champion.
Away, Brown with a steal.
One day, like I said, we will cut down nets, hold up trophies. We will raise banners.
Buckets and Brightside, episode 5. We are recapping Missouri's win on Wednesday night against South Carolina State, 82-59 over the Bulldogs. We also had the Jackson State game on Sunday. Happy Thanksgiving week. I'm Harrison. Jonathan back with us. How should we feel? Another two games into the season, obviously the heartbreaking, shocking quad four loss to Jackson State. We can kind of talk the big picture of that, but more of last night where they kind of got back on track, but didn't really. Down 16 points really early to the Bulldogs, had a 22-0 run in the second half when they were trailing in the early stages of that half. And it feels like they finally found a rotation that maybe works and trying to chip into kind of the 12 men they were running down to a single-digit number. Just what are our initial thoughts from Wednesday's game?
Yeah, first of all, I want to apologize. I've been sick. I wanted to tough it out because there's a lot to talk about. They haven't been playing very well. I think, like, finding rotations is going to be the main emphasis here. Like, what happened Sunday night was unthinkable. And then the first half last night was just disgusting once again. There's a lot to be concerned about right now.
In terms of, is it, well, what's the issue? Because I think that we can kind of go into the bigger picture of it. Did they get the wrong transfers? Is it, you know, a little bit of still a hangover from last year still? Is it guys that we thought we'd be playing better isn't? Because I think the big thing is the transfers. Caleb Grill was probably the biggest name that they brought in in the offseason, is that fair to say?
Yeah, in terms of like pure names, yeah, him.
Grill was the biggest name. He was a very good player at Iowa State, and he has been subpar offensively, even below par offensively, we probably should say. He's been a decent rebounder, a decent defender, but even last night played 6 minutes, was 0-for-4 from the field, 0-for-3 from deep, and didn't play for the rest of the game. Connor Vanover, probably not the best player, but one of the most flashy, the 7'5" center. He's going to be rim protector for this team. He can stretch the court. He has been almost unplayable offensively. And Gates even called him out yesterday in the press conference. His final stats were 5 minutes, 2-for-3 from the field. He was a plus 15. They never played 17 minutes. He was a plus 15, scored 5 points, played decent. But, you know, even guys like from Colorado State, John Tonjay, played just 7 minutes, took one shot. It feels like he's part of the rotation's out. Is it just guys they missed in the portal? Because the the players who are playing best right now are the guys who are back and freshmen. And it just may have completely missed this offseason.
They got a little too specific with the system fits that they targeted. Like, they went after guys that could shoot. Very clear. Guys that could finish the rim. Overall, guys that, like, fit their system. For lack of a better term, they needed to go after and get somebody that could be a go-to scorer. They have none right now. And I don't know if they ever will this year. That's going to be a problem in SEC play. And it's going to be a problem when you go to Pitt next week. It's going to be a problem when you go to Allen Fieldhouse, when you go to St. Louis to play Illinois. Like, there is a lot going on right now, and there's not a lot of time to figure it out.
Yeah, because these are supposed to be the games you're kind of figuring it out. The Jackson State at home, South Carolina State at home. And when you're struggling with both, I know it's a 23-point win on paper, but you know that's what they should be doing. They shouldn't be falling behind by double digits in the first half to South Carolina State. Because what's going to happen when you welcome, you know, when you go play Kentucky and you go play Texas A&M and Tennessee is one of the best teams in the country. Like, they're going to have to eventually compete with the SEC teams. And this is a team that finished fourth in the conference in the regular season last year and had a lot of really good close game luck, ironically, hitting like three buzzer beaters last year. And they also had a guy, Kobe Brown, as a first round pick to turn to, you know, in the late stages of the game. He would basically always deliver. Right now, it's Sean East, and East has clearly been the best player on this team so far. I don't think there's much debating that. Last night, he had another good game, 21 points, was a plus 34 in 34 minutes, by far that highest number on the team. But like, Sean East cannot be the best player on an NCAA tournament, on like a good SEC team, in hopes of making the NCAA tournament. They already have the quad four loss. What are the major implications of that? Because I think we posted last week on social that only 9 teams last year made the NCAA tournament with a non-automatic bid, losing a quad four game, which is 25% of those bids, 9 out of 36. How can Missouri right the ship? Or is this like, you know, a complete uphill battle from here?
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
So, listen, I don't have the teams in front of me that made the NCAA tournament last year with an at-large bid that lost to Quad 4. But the problem with Mizzou right now is, like, they have the Quad 4, and, like, there's not a lot of hope that, like, they're turning this around. Like, A&M had two Quad 4 losses last year, and had very high preseason expectations. The team, like there was always like a feeling that like they could get back to playing how people thought they were going to be. Like, a lot of teams that lost Quad 4 games last year, I think the general feeling was that like they just like were good teams that weren't playing well at the start of the year. Kentucky lost a Quad 4 game last year to South Carolina.
Like, that was a conference game, though. I think it's a little different than losing.
There was never a doubt that they were making the NCAA tournament. Like, the thing with this Mizzou team is, like, there was always some doubt, at least in our minds, about them making the NCAA tournament. It's going to be something that's hovering above their heads, even if this thing does get turned around. Because, like, it's one of those losses that, like, regardless of what happens the rest of the year, it's going to dock you a seed line, at least.
Yeah, I mean, if they even get to that point, what's the key to turning this around? Is it more minutes for the freshman? Because Ant Robinson is probably already a top four player on this team right now. He had 10 more points last night. I think what he does a lot on the defensive side helps him a lot. Kate Sitz talked about his turnovers and his fouls yesterday after, or on Wednesday after the game. They're getting production from Noah Carter and Nick Honor. They both scored double figures against South Carolina State. Is there a recipe? Like, what can they go to Pitt and win on Tuesday, which will be after our next show? Like, can they if they win that game, is there potential hope? Or, like, I don't want to call a game a must win in late November, but, like, I feel like if they win that, maybe there's a path to getting on the track. But if you lose, it's, you know, starting to look really downhill with Kansas down the road and Illinois down the road, and then a gauntlet of an SEC schedule. Like, how important is it for them to figure this out fast against a quality opponent? But meanwhile, they do have to play another game on Saturday against Loyola Maryland, who I'm not sure is very good, but neither was South Carolina State.
As you guys know by now, we've partnered with BetMGM Sportsbook for this college basketball season. We're going to be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks and predictions throughout the college basketball season. And we are going to have special offers for you, the listeners, and the viewers on the Field of 68 each and every week during the season. If you haven't signed up with BetMGM yet, use the bonus code FIELD1500 and you will get up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager on BetMGM Sportsbook. Here's what you got to do. Download the BetMGM app. Sign up using the bonus code FIELD1500. Deposit at least $10 and place your first wager on any game. You will receive up to $1,500 in bonus bets if that bet loses. Just make sure you use the bonus code FIELD1500 when you sign up. And remember, BetMGM is now available under one wallet in select states. As a New Jersey resident, this is super convenient for me when I have to go cover games in New York or Philly. When cross the state borders, just log into your existing account instead of having to create new accounts in each state that you go to. And most importantly, I got to let you know, we do have some fun stuff coming up for this college basketball season. Bet insurance tokens, college hoops odds boosts, my personal favorite, parlay odds boosts. So download the BetMGM app today.
Yeah, Loyola Maryland, like, another team they should handle. In terms of rotations, it's hard to point to specific lineups when you're playing 12 guys. Like, this is more than just platoon. This is like platoon plus. Like, I don't even know what to call it.
Too many cooks in the kitchen.
All I know right now is, like, Anthony Robinson should be part of this rotation heavily, and Caleb Grill should not.
Yeah. And we figure that out on Wednesday.
That's a very easy solution right off the bat. But, like, in terms of Pitt, like, yeah, sure, they can go and win, but, like, Pitt's good. Like, this is going to end up being a quad one game.
Pitt's 4-1. They just lost to Florida on Wednesday night. They play Oregon State on Friday afternoon. Their wins are against Jacksonville, Florida Gulf Coast, Binghamton, and North Carolina A&T.
And, like, they haven't beat anyone impressive, but, like, they've looked impressive doing it, which, like, Mizzou has not.
Yeah. It's like an uphill battle. And Pitt was a team in the NCAA tournament last year. They beat in the first round? Iowa State?
Yeah, they knocked off Miss State in the play-in game, and then Iowa State in the first round.
And then they lost to Xavier in the round of 32.
Yeah. Beautiful basketball games.
Yeah, the Iowa State game, yeah, that was my favorite game of the NCAA tournament last year. That was better than Miami going to the Final Four, or even Missouri beating Utah State in the first round.
So cutting the rotation. Had quad four losses last year, and he got in.
Who did?
Utah State.
Yeah, well, I mean, they probably both came in conference play.
Yeah, I can't remember that specifically, but it's very possible.
Yeah. And we saw Gates yesterday. He said afterwards, yeah, that was the most animated I've ever been on the sideline. You know, I was talking to the officials, calling out my players, like we needed it. Is that just him kind of feeling the urgency of, wow, we just lost to Jackson State, we're on the ropes against South Carolina State? You know, had the argument for the SEC Coach of the Year last year, didn't end up winning it. Was it Stackhouse that won it?
It was Buzz and Stackhouse.
Yeah, they tied it. And, like, Gates is a guy who took Missouri from out of the tournament to the 4 seed in the SEC and, you know, the 7 seed in the NCAA tournament. Now he's really feeling the pressure, and, you know, maybe the honeymoon's starting to wear off a little bit. If this is a bad season, the fans might start to turn. Is that just him an attempt to really, like, desperately knowing how important, you know, not just this game is, but this stretches?
Yeah, I mean, he understands, like, there's no more time to screw around. Like, schedule's going to get hard really fast. You got Pitt on the road. You're going to go to Allen Fieldhouse right after that. Then you're going to get Seton Hall in Illinois, and then conference play very shortly after that.
Yeah.
Much more time to screw around.
No, and especially not even – you can't screw around against Loyola Maryland on Saturday. Then they play Wichita State, I think, the Sunday after between Pitt, and then they have a week before they play at Allen Fieldhouse against Kansas, which, you know, we were talking before the year that maybe Missouri's closed the gap between them over the last 2 years. You know, right now, we'll do a big preview before that game, but there's nothing right now to say that game's going any different than it has the last 2 years, which was a Kansas putting up 100 points on them at Allen Fieldhouse, and last year winning a wire-to-wire game, and I think they won that game by more than 20. Right now, there's nothing that says that game's going to be any closer this year.
Yeah, and
even Illinois, who they've played pretty well for the last couple of years, there's no sign that they're going to be to them this year.
A prediction I'd make is that I bet the rotation shortens against Loyola Maryland.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's kind of the warm-up for Pitt, Kansas, and Wichita?
Yeah.
Yeah, almost like a third preseason game in football terms, where it's like, okay, this is your dress rehearsal. No more preseason 12-man rotations. Here you go, Caleb Real. Here you go, Connor Vanover. Here you go, John Tanche. It's like, no, like, these guys need to know how it's played to play together. Because in 2 weeks, we're in Allen Fieldhouse in a raucous environment, and we're going to need everything it takes.
Yeah, starting quarterback gets a full half, like equivalent of that.
You want to do stars from yesterday's game? I would do stars from Jackson State's game, but I think, you know, it's a little untimely at this point.
There were no stars in that one, but stars.
Who's your star for the South Carolina State game?
Anthony Robinson. Just continues to give them so many good minutes as a freshman. Has been super impressive. Plays defense, plays hard. Was perfect from the field yesterday. Yeah, I'll go him.
I will go with Aiden Shaw. Did what Gates asked him to do. 7 rebounds, 5 blocks. a plus 18 and 23 minutes off the bench. You know, Inshaw is not going to be the scorer that Kobe Brown was, but can he be the defender? And he's had 2 5 block games, and I think in the last three, he's making an impact on the defensive side of the ball. He had a nice slam dunk. He had a couple, again, we mentioned the blocks, part of that 22-0 run. Really a high-flying player that Missouri's going to need to get a little more out of, especially on the defensive end, if they want to kind of turn this around this season.
Yeah. Aiden will be really effective for them if he's staying out of foul trouble. That's the key with him.
Yeah. I don't know how many fouls he had in Wednesday's game.
I think he had one in 23 minutes yesterday.
Yeah, that's exactly what they needed. We'll have our ex-followers vote for star number three. Any parting thoughts before we head out of here?
Nope, I'll just be interested to see the rotation against Loyola Maryland.
And we'll be back here after the Pitt game in some capacity to recap the Tigers' trip to the Northeast to play the Panthers. I'm Harrison Vadnick. That's Jonathan Litzkin. See you next time on the Buckets and Brightside podcast.